There's a really fortunate thing that one needs it.
Right.
Oh, a new Gemara. Kind of a new Gemara, of course, connected to the previous Gemara. We were learning a machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda, so when you have to, you can continue eating your chametz. Rabbi Yehuda said only until the end of the fourth hour, and according to Rabbi, you can go even until the end of the fifth hour. So now the Gemara now wants to bring Uriah to Shittas, the halacha we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what we're trying to bring Uriah. V'af Rabbi Sola, we are just over two thirds of the way down on Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. Third one on the line is V'af. First words on the line is Loi Levaya. First words are Loi Levaya. You have it, Bernard? Two thirds of the way down, just over. Loi Levaya. V'af Rabbi Sola. Right, you have it, Mr. Perez? A bit further down, probably, huh? Perez, huh?
No.
Loi Levaya? Okay. V'af Rabbi Sola, the Hod Rav Nachman. Even Rabbi passed him like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman told us that we passed him like Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Paskin like Rav Nachman. Why, how do we know that? How do we know that Rabbi Paskins like Rav Nachman that you're not allowed to eat chametz after the fourth hour? So Amar Rabin Barav Adha. Rabin Barav Adha said, Maestro Baldemar, there was a story. There was a person, Shehivki Diskiya Melea Chametz. A bag full of chametz. It's called Yechanon Chakuko. By a person called Yechanon Chakuko. Now this person was therefore meant to be looking after the chametz of the Jew. V'nokvu achborim, and achborim came and made a hole in the bag. V'yachametz mevatzveit v'yoytze. So you can imagine the chametz was getting a bit losing its value because the chametz was going out of the bag. V'banafin Rebbe, and he came to Rebbe to ask the shayla. Now, what was the shayla exactly? What could have been the shayla?
Should
he
try and recover the money now? Can he wait and take
those
from
this? Right, so should he sell it now or wait? Now, why shouldn't you sell it now? Because
maybe the price is going to increase the church.
Well, it's not going to, price is definitely not going to go up.
The price is going to go down. It's
going down, so why should you?
Your comments are coming down.
No, but maybe he's asking, maybe you should sell it now. Yes, he asked him already, Shori Shayna. Shori Shayna asked him, should I sell it now? So yeah. Why did he ask Shori Shayna? Shori Shayna means he asked him right in early morning on Erev Pesach. Why now? Why not? Later. So the Chay as far as get a better price now. If you sell it now, you get a better price. More people want it, right? So he thought you should sell it now. And he told him, no, don't. You can't sell it now. Hamtin. Shnia, he came in our ladies, should I sell it now? I'm like, I'm saying, no, still don't sell it now because the owner might come back. Don't sell it. Shlishis, and the third hour is ready now, almost the time of Sosman Achila. I'm like, real story. I'm like, I'm saying, Revius, he came back now the fourth hour. Fourth hour is the last hour that we can eat chametz. I'm like, I'm saying. Chamishis, he came back the fifth hour. I'm like, say or Machabishok. Yes, you can sell it now. Finally, let him sell it. So, why did he only let him sell it in the fifth hour and not in the fourth hour?
The owner couldn't eat.
Because, read, in the fifth hour, the owner couldn't eat it. So that's a raya that Allah is like, Rebuda. Right? The raya is, he told him, you can't do it in the first, second, third, fourth, but yet fifth. As you see, the raya that Allah is like, Rebuda. My love, Lenochim. Don't you think, Poshup Shat in the Gemara is, he sold it to the Goyim, Kribuda like Kribuda. Now why do we assume that that's the Poshup Shat? He sold it to Goyim and not to Yidin. Maybe it means he sell it to Yidin and go like a mayor. Why did the Gemara assume that it's going to like Yidin?
But because it was saying, why would you sell it to
Yidin?
What can you do
with this? You can eat it still. If you're like a mayor, you can eat it still.
How
can
you eat it in the
Padao? A mayor holds it.
How do we know that?
Yeah, but why do we have such a argument?
Why?
So we're trying to prove that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so it has to be, there's some reason why we should see it that way. Why do we assume? He told him he can sell it. So why do we assume that it means sell it to the Goyim? And not, and never that off like you do, and not sell it to either. fine needs.
Okay.
Oh, that's all right. No, that's the why do we assume? Why do we assume here that he was talking about sending to go? No, we're asking you to use your prowess in understanding Gemara. Why did the Gemara assume? And they won't bring you a raya. It has to be there's a good reason for such a raya. I want to prove to you that Allah is not your Buddha. Why? Because he said you can sell it. Ah, it means he's done it to go. Why? Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it means sell it to you then, and Allah is not your man. Don't make assumptions, and you won't have a kasha. What's the assumption? Is he talking about selling it to a goy? Maybe it means sell it to you. Ma'idav, don't you think it means the goyim? No, it means Yidin. What was the harmony?
We have another one with it.
Because he could have told the whole answer. He could have told the whole answer for another hour. He could have told the whole answer for another hour.
Then he wouldn't find something to buy it.
And then I would have said he's telling the reason why he's telling the whole answer for another hour is because maybe the owner will come and use it for his animals. He's still shy of this, the whole owner for his animals.
No. I'm trying to find out, how do we know that when he told him to sell it, he said it to Goyim, not said it to Eden? How did we know that? Maybe it means to sell it to Yid, so he should be able to recoup his loss.
That's what I'm asking.
We can't make Hanok, you know, up Rebbe holds that rebuilder. I've got big Ryan that he holds that rebuilder, but Rebbe said sell it. No. Yeah, it must mean sell it to Goyim. And therefore it's a Ryan, not like a male. Maybe it didn't mean that. Maybe he meant sell it to Yid. What's there having in it? That means stuff to rebuilder. Well, I should be rebuilder. Okay, so since you're not going to be willing to answer me this one, so we'll read on the Gemara a bit more, and then we'll see if maybe we'll work it out. No. He's done it. It meant sell it to Yid. It meant sell it to Yid, and it's going out in Meir. So, have a Moses Machlok is what he meant. Did he mean sell it to Goy? Sell it to Yid. The Gemara haven't been understood, it means sell it to Goy. Oh, right, to Abuza. The Gemara must go, no, it means sell it to Yid. And that book goes like Rebbe Meir. Yeah. So, Omar Abaye says to Rebbe Yosef, Eli Yisrael, if it means sell it to Yisrael, why bother sell it? Lishkelein and Ashay, take it for yourself. Why bother sell it at all? Take it for yourself. What are you going to do? You're going to sell it to Yid? And what's Yid going to do with it? Eat it. So instead of the Yid selling it to Yid and Yid eat it, you buy off the guy. You eat it, and you buy off the guy. Give the money to the guy. Well, why do you have to sell it to another Jew?
What's that question? Who says he needs it?
Who says another Jew needs it?
Huh?
Who says another Jew needs it? He came to do, what should I do with it? So let me find some way of getting rid of it. Either you eat it, or sell it somewhere.
Like, you know, he doesn't eat it.
Sell it, but he said sell it to a Jew.
Because if I
sell it
to a Jew,
so why did he tell him to sell it? He says, get rid of it by either you buying it or give it to another Jew. He told him, seemed to tell him, to sell it to another Jew. Well, why sell it to another Jew? So which Rabbi Yosef answered, Mishum Chshodor, because of Maris Ayin. You're not allowed to do it yourself, because people will assume that maybe you're going to give a bad deal, maybe you're going to pay less than it's really worth, and therefore best to sell it to someone else. Mishum Chshodor, best to sell it to someone else. Okay, so back to the Sack of Atari. The discussion here was, do I have a proof that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? So he told him to sell it, so we thought he meant to sell it to a goy in the first hour. So you see, must be Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. To which Rabbi Yosef answered back, no, it means sell it to a Yid in the fifth hour, and you can still eat it. Frankly, if you're going to tell me because it's selling it to a Yid, so why don't you eat it yourself? Why the ETS though? Says the Yisiv, no, because of Rosh Hashanah. And we're going to see now there's a problem of the Yisiv Nekiyim Hashem Yisrael. A person has to be show that he's acting innocently. Okay, so we're going to write that not here is like a Yehuda, because it could be going like a Meir, and he had sold it to you. So I'm going to ask you the question again then now. So what was the Habmina that he meant that said it to a Goy? Maybe he meant said it to you. Why did we assume he meant said it to a Goy? Why did we assume he meant said it to a Goy? Funny assumption. He could have meant said it to you like a Meir, like a Risa says.
I mean, it's an assumption, but
you
can't eat it, so sell it to someone
who
can. Who's that?
That would
probably be the initial assumption.
Yeah, speak out yourself out a little bit more. I think Moses is working in the right key one. Just speak out a little bit clearer. I'll say maybe for Yosef, for Moses' sake. I'll be your spokesman. Says the monster, if it's talking about that we pass an Akrim Meir, why sell it b'chlam? Eat it for yourself. Ever saying, sell it, the assumption is it's no good for a Jew. And never you have to sell it to a Goy. Because if you could sell it to a Jew, why bother sell it to a Jew? Eat it yourself. Means whatever Rav Yosef, whatever we're going to ask in Rav Yosef said the terrors. What does Rav Yosef say? It means sell it to a Jew. The Gemara pounced on Rav Yosef. What does the Gemara pounce on Rav Yosef? If you're selling it to a Jew, why don't you eat it yourself? So he answers himself. But whatever we pounce on Rav Yosef was obviously what the person who originally said his opinion understood. If we originally said the fifth hour means sell it to a goy. That's what we thought. Rav Yosef, no, it didn't mean sixth hour. We asked on Rav Yosef. Whatever we asked on Rav Yosef is the Havamina that we originally thought. So that's why the Gemara thought they meant sell it to a goy. You might as well sell it to a goy, because if you're talking about selling it to a yid, why bother go through the sale of the clan? Just go and do it yourself. Yeah? I think that's what you meant to say. Yeah.
I mean, the whole and now it's a sell it. So means it's a problem. If there's a problem, that's a problem.
No, the reason why he says wait, is because the owner might still come, but eventually it's going to get so cheap that it's not worth it anymore. And therefore, you should sell it. So it is possible to say sell it to make the money back. As much as I'm selling it to a Jew, so I could do it myself. Like the Gemara asked on Evasif. To a Jew, Evasif, a Chadish, Evasif, Nekin, Yisrael, Meshem, Yisrael. Very good. But the Gemara originally didn't understand that, and therefore the Gemara originally thought if he said, sell it, it means sell it to a good. Right? Yossi, I'm asking. That's a derech Gemara. If you ever find in the way of the Gemara, it's good to know this. If the Gemara says an assumption, and then the Gemara refutes that assumption, and then the Gemara asks on the one that refuted that assumption, that question and the original assumption are going with the same malach. Right? If A assumes something, B says against it, and then A asks on B, the reason why A is asking on B, or the reason why A didn't hold like B is because of what he's asking on B. So here we have the case like that. We have the original Gemara understood it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef said no, it's not going like Rabbi Yehuda, it's going like Meir. And then the original Gemara asked on Rabbi Yosef, how can you say it's going like Meir? Then you might as well sell it to yourself. That is why the original Gemara didn't hold like Rabbi Yosef. And that's why the original Gemara held it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so. Yeah.
What also brings like this whole interesting story about the mice and the holes. Just how big is it spoiling? Why are you saying this whole story? So isn't there like an idiom not to eat any food that a mouse has nibbled on, or like there's like an idiom?
No, I don't know.
I mean, the other side doesn't hold the piece of the key, or just didn't think of it, or didn't realize that it would apply to this case?
We'll see. Yeah, didn't realize it applies to this case, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's
he is the base.
He's in the key of that. You should not do it yourself because it might look bad.
Why? Right. Well, you can't sell it. Right.
He's not the base.
Then what are the other people saying?
He's not the base. Then why did you say he's the base?
Why should sell it? Well, possibly there's a reason. What do you say about that?
Taisa says that, and brings Yerushalmi that says he had to go to a basin to sell it. He wasn't a basin. Okay, so let's just go over what we saw in the Gemara. Rabbi also holds that Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi also holds that Rabbi Nachman, that Aruch is not contributed. Omer Rabin Bar Avada, we're two thirds of the way down, and he's given Omer Aruch. Omer Rabin Bar Avada, Rabin Bar Avada said, there was a story about a person, Shifkin Taitiskiyo, Melech Chometz, he left a bag full of Chometz, it's a Yechlom Chakuko. It ba Yechlom. Vilakru Achbarim. And the Achbarim ate it, made holes in it. Chometz mevat it, it's Chometz was leaving it, the bag was, and therefore it was going down in value. Vavarate Rebbe, and they came in front of Rebbe to ask what should they do. Rechlom, he came in front of Rebbe to ask what he should do. And Rebbe told him, basically, the first hour, Shari Sheni came, Omele Amtein. Shni Omele Amtein. Shlishi Omele Amtein. Rebbe is Omele Amtein. Chamishis. You see, by the way, the patience of both the person that asked the question and the person answering the question. He didn't just like, say, okay, so just tell me when I should sell it. No. Ask him 1 hour, second hour, third hour, came 5 times. And then he came the fifth hour, Chamish is Amalei Tzeyo Mecha Rishu. Go and sell it. Go and sell it. Oh, so why do you sell it? Why do you tell him to sell it Dafka in the fifth hour? Why not in the fourth hour? Why not in the sixth hour? Why do you tell him Dafka in the fifth hour? My love, don't you think he means to sell it to Goyim? Right? He means to sell it to Goyim. Now, why do you say to sell it to Goyim? Why do you say keep it to himself or to sell it to eat? Must be because he can't anymore. It's already the fifth hour. It's a riot. It's a rebuke. My love, the goyim, kebuda, on my base of loy yisrael, it means you're actually selling it to yisrael. Kremeh, omni abayis, and abayis turns around to Rebbeisiv and says, ili yisrael, if you're going to be mechavish to me, that means yisrael, nishkele nanashi. Why didn't you just take it for himself? Why bother selling it? Just take it for yourself. And I'm telling you, that's why we originally thought it didn't mean to sell it to yisrael. That's why we thought you meant sell it to a goyim. Titania, that's the answer back, Mishum Chashoda, and then we're going to see a Brisa of Achshad. So before you see the Brisa of Achshad, we want to see a couple of Rashis. Dizkiyo. Dizkiyo is 4 lines down in the wide lines. Dizkiyo, for this guy. So Rashi tells us this word, Dizkiyo, is really comprised of two words. Shetei Milos. It's really two words, Mukavot. Two words which have been joined together. Which means, Shnei Sakim, two bags, two sacks. Diskyo means Shnei Sakim. Amtacha Shaloi is some type of flask or something made out of oil. So Diskyo means he left him two bags.
Where's two and where's the bag?
D is two. Sakya, you can see Sak.
Wait, Sakya?
Sakya is D. D is two.
D is two?
Yeah. So D is Sakya. Disakya, it was a type of a thing you put on the back of a donkey, I imagine. It's got two sides. Yeah, right. So it's called a diskia, two sacks. The achborim ate it. They made a hole in it. The achborim ate it. And the chametz was getting lost. And it was also Erev Pesach. The chametz was zoil. And the chametz was going very cheap. Later, in Kuru, you want to know whether you should sell it. Now, how do you understand these words? That's the reason why you should sell it, or the reason why you shouldn't sell it?
Well, you should sell it, sure.
Why you should sell it?
Because as the time goes on,
they're
cheaper and cheaper.
Because it's getting cheaper and cheaper. Yeah. So as the time goes on, so you're saying, why you should sell it is because it's going to go down in value, going down even more.
Right.
Yeah? So if you learn like that, then the reason, the fact about the achborim eating it was just a really bit of a red herring. Right? Red herring, a bit of a red herring here. The point is just, the ikazach is that I'm trying to help the machke, they shouldn't lose the value of his chomit. And an added information was, it was also, there was might having to go to it, but is not the main.
Well, but the fact that the bag is leaking as well, that it's also losing value.
Yeah.
You're losing value both in quantity as well as the price that you get, even
not all. Not all. But the shadow would have been the same had there not been mice coming out of it.
Sure.
That's if you learn like that. Which the chaya, that's a simple way of reading it.
What's the complex
way of reading? The in Rashi, Rashi says v'chomitz v'zoyel. What's Rashi you're talking about chomitz v'zoyel? Rashi says l'kruach boim for a nechzar v'abas v'nisnoya v'chomitz v'zoyel. What's Rashi mean here by chomitz v'zoyel?
Well, supply and demand, and as you get closer to the hour that it's up, it's worth less.
Right. So what's Rashi mean to say with that? And at the moment when he sold it before, at the beginning, if he wanted to sell at the beginning of the day, at that moment was chomitz v'zoyel?
Not as much.
Higher than later on. So the point is not the comments is going to be bizarre, you mean, yeah? I've got a suggestion.
I'm sure that the cheaper than it was on the day before, 2 days ago, or a week ago.
Yeah. Right. But we didn't say he said it the day before, right? There's no having to say it the day before.
Yeah, that's why I think he uses the word before. It's cheaper in the market than it normally is.
But with the price, if you're selling it to the goy, and there is no list or anything, would the price not be affected if you're selling it to the goy? Would the goy know?
Yeah, of course
it's not. He needs to get rid of it, so he's going to get it.
No, go on. Oh, it's kosher.
So either way, kosher food is depreciating, whether right. He sells it to a goy or to a Jew.
Nachon, exactly. But it's more of a depreciation if he has to sell it to a goy. I had another way of reading this Rashi. I'm not sure which one's right. I go with Michael, the first vote. And my first vote is Michael's way. And I have another way of reading it, and that explains the Chomitz Bezoil. That Rashi is saying, we're not going to ask for him, for in next time. Rabbal Zvinisnaya was the 14th of this. So what was his child? He's getting that. Of course he should sell it. He's getting next time. The Achbar are eating it. So he said, no, because Chomitz Bezoil, the Chomitz is going to be very cheap. So he's not going to make much money back. And therefore, he wanted to know if he should sell him, meaning that perhaps he should wait, because the mafkid will still come, and it'll be more worthwhile for the mafkid if it's not sold. Because all you made is a few peanuts on the sale, because it's chometz bezoil. So it might be kedai not to sell it, in order that the mafkid shouldn't lose by it. Not that it might be kedai to sell it in order to help the mafkid. It might be good I not to sell it in order that the market shouldn't lose by it. That's my other way of reading Rashi. If I had to take a vote, I'll go with the Michael's way, because in the flow of the Gemara, that's how it goes. But see, in Rashi adds in 2 points. Chometz v'zoil. Why is Rashi telling us that? Rashi says there was nechzar, and there was chometz v'zoil. So I'm suggesting that Rashi means there was nechzar, so that's the reason why he should sell it. On the other hand, the amount of money you're going to get for it is not going to be very much. And therefore, maybe you shouldn't sell it. He wants to know if he should sell it, because if he sells it, maybe the mafkid is going to lose out, because the mafkid is going to come. Right, the answer was, don't sell it, because the mafkid might still come. Right. And therefore, he's going to be losing out by it.
I think your point's on the Rashi, not him, where he says, wait, maybe you can't need it.
Right. That's where he has to shine then. Do I sell it now? Do I wait? He's on the list. You wait until. So that's my second way of reading Rashi. Say them. Two possible. They're not in Pshat and Gemara. It's the same. It has to read Rashi.
If the owner comes, he's coming at a fairly late hour. I mean, what's going to be worth it? If he doesn't come, he's got obviously got another one to come in because she's eating, so he can't do anything with this anyway.
Why is he saying that?
Eventually
he's going to have to do something. Eventually either going to have to sell it to a goy or a yid or something. But in the beginning of the day though, the fact that Achbarim already starts eating it and it's going to be cheap, so maybe it's time not to sell it and wait for the owner. If the owner doesn't come, we'll have to deal with it. Or perhaps then the way you're learning that. I'm actually adding in a few extra points here. But the point was that the chometz is getting cheaper, and that we should sell already now to stop it from getting cheaper, any cheaper. To which he's, oh no, you have to wait, because maybe the owner's still going to come, and he'll want to eat it.
Does the the first story he took and took himself to Goy, not to Israel. So it makes more sense. Even though the Goy will still buy cheaper because he knows it's coming, the Jews got to get rid of it. But at least the Goy can have some use of it. He can eat it throughout his efforts. Whereas the
Jew, for just 1 hour, what can he do?
He's going to buy and sell it cheaper to somebody else.
No, he's going to eat it. If a Jew buys it, he's going to eat it. It means Erev Pesach. I don't know, tell them about in your house. In our house, Erev Pesach, some people are normally hungry. So it's a good opportunity. A person, a kundra meir, an hour before Chatzos, he'll buy it and eat it. Okay, so so the Gemara said, Hamtin, back to Rashi Hamtin, Shema Yoba Be'echel Bayilov. And then he finally came in the Chamishis in the fifth hour, the Mahashtos Tzuloi Ochelin. Now you can't eat anymore, because we go like Yudah. Omaloi, say umochon b'shuk. Go and sell it. Boichumut v'aloi. If you wait another hour, you won't be able to sell it anymore. Why? After the beginning of the sixth hour, Chazal made the osmano, and therefore you better sell it now. So go to the shuk and sell it. She said, "No, he saw it. No, it didn't mean that." Said Rebbe, "So he meant to sell it to a Jew." Achrem Meir, v'ha'chi kamale. And this is what he tells him: Isha yosoi hoshaita. If you wait any longer, le'mishkach he saw the zomni. He won't find any Jew to buy off you. And therefore, go and sell it now. So, according to first, we will learn why did he tell him to sell it in the fifth hour? Why not wait until the sixth hour? Because it will be also not. According to the second hour, why did he tell him to wait to sell in the fifth hour, not wait till the sixth hour? Because you will need to find some Jew to eat it, and you won't be able to find a Jew after that time. Okay. Then the Gemara said, if we're talking about his soul, niskele lenafshe. He'll eat it. He's in Dorma, the Bible, he'll pay for it. Loma loyli troyach. Why should he bother? Veleilech l'shuk. And go to the marketplace. Acher shenoyis and l'yashus limka. After he's given reshus to sell. Acher, I'm sorry. Loma loyli troyach. Veleilech l'shuk. Why trouble himself and go to the shuk? Acher shenoyis and l'yashus limka. After he's already had permission to sell it, he should do it to himself. He should just sell it to himself and eat it. Why go to the shuk to sell it? So Rav Yosef said, no, the east and Mekim Yashem Yisrael. So let's take a pause in the whole Gemara, just to understand, what's bothering Rav Yosef and good Chakakor? Why do you go to ask the Shaila five times? Machpatlo. He's not his chometz. So what's his problem? Why is he going to the rabbi? Rabbi, one, two, three, four, five times. Why?
To protect the person who left it with him.
He's a problem having had a yid chometz in your position.
Very good. There's actually four different reasons why. One is just the insurer started the first way. Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda, you got Chiv Hashavas Aveda. That's one way. Bernard said another one. Yeah, we learned of Pirashi, and this is very more into Shema. Having chametz of a Jew in your Rishus is awesome. You're not allowed to have chametz of a Jew in your Rishus. And this comment wasn't sold, so it's a problem. So maybe that's the other way. The other way is because he doesn't want to be overvalued, right? That's basically what Bernard's saying. Mm-hmm. Or he doesn't want the market to be overvalued, right? Or, and this is a more basic way, it's part of Chiyuv Shmir. Part of a Chiyuv Shmir is that if I've been given something to look after, I have to look after it. Mm-hmm. And if it's going to go into waste because of
it's going to come off
about
off.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Except for yours.
The mice is just an habit.
It's not really an added
dimension to the story. Now, Nimrod, there were mice. Right? Nimrod, there were mice. He still didn't tell him to sell it until the fifth hour. Right? That's the added dimension to the story. But the main point of the story is nothing about the mice. The main point of the story is. Why, whether he should be
what's
a very hard to say two people, who should we go for? What do you think?
If we go with Bernard's Mahara, why would he ask in the first hour, second hour, third hour? Why don't you just ask once at the end of the...
So very good. Let's analyze the story from beginning to end. The mice are coming, right? So now, if the original shayla was because of the mice, so of course it makes more sense to sell it on the first hour more than the second hour, because there is a between the mice. Yeah? So, there's an ad, the way the Mephoshim answered it, there are really 2 points. There was the mice aspect, but the main shayla here was the shayla of the Issa Chometz. The main challenge is the chametz. I mean, the mice aspect wasn't enough to sell, because all the mitzvah captured loy, and it wasn't enough of being eaten up. So the mice wasn't the main aspect. The aspect was here. It was Erev Pesach. Chametz is going to get also very soon. The price is going down. Benosaf, the mice have had to go at it. The price is going down fast. Should I sell it in the first hour, second hour? Third hour. After that, the price is going more and more down. Should I do it? And eventually, so you might, at every stage, you might have to sell it the very first hour. Make as much money as you can. So he says, no, because maybe the owner's still going to come and he'll want it. So second hour, third hour, fourth hour, eventually told him the fifth hour. So why was he so worried about it? So we said four mahalchim. We don't like saying four mahalchim, they're all MS. There's four different mahalchim here. One is mitzvah Hashav Savedo. If you love mitzvah, Hashavas Aveido will be big enough for minutes, but let's discuss them. Hashavas Aveido, that's the ones on the left of the base of this room, we're saying. Hashavas Aveido, the reason is because of that I've got a daiga, I've got to worry about people's property. For instance, it's very professional. If somebody would see a bandit or a robber climbing into somebody's back, in front of somebody's window, or if somebody sees somebody's got a burst pipe, you've got a chiyuv to try and stop the loss. You got a chiyuv to call a plumber, you got a chiyuv to call the police, whatever the case is, you have a chiyuv to do that, mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. So that's what he had here. He had the shayla of Shabbos Aveda. He had here some type of wheat that he was looking after, and he knew that if he waits until Pesach, it'll be osman not completely. So as mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, he should deal with it. That's one manner. Here, yeah, Michael?
We know part of the possibility, the person who deposited there knows he can't get to it before the required time. Can he not send it up?
Oh, very good.
He cannot communicate because he don't have one means of communication.
Very good. It says in Halacha, actually, that both of them should say it. This is the top man Gil, Mishabuim speaks himself. Okay, we'll get there. We'll get to your point. This halacha is all explained in Mishabuim. But there's four different reasons. So, one reason was the Shavas Aveda. The second reason, sorry about this, the second reason is the second reason is what Bernard wanted to say, which is that the person who's got the chometz will be over Bali Roy. So he's got shayla, in order not to be over Bali Roy, can he sell it? Now he's going to have to sell it, right? So when should he sell it? Should he sell it early on in the day? Or should he sell it later on in the day? That was the shayla he came to ask. But one thing, he's going to have to sell it, so not to be over Bali Roy.
Wait, do we know the person was Jewish? Or the person who came to him?
Yeah, it was a Jewish person. That's,
Even that attitude
has to be an issue of Shalom Saveda. No? If it's not from Shalom Saveda, with regard to Bali Olaim, I say,
so destroy it. What's
your question
about
selling it?
Just
don't destroy it. What's
your
obligation? I'm watching
people that don't sell money.
Not an obligation to be my
friend. Then there's a new shayla. Maybe I'm a mazik. If I destroy Chometz, I could have sold. I'm a mazik.
You would also have to destroy it.
He would have sold it. He would have sold it.
That's not my obligation to sell it.
You said this, you're a mazik.
Unless you say
no, you're a mazik.
Why mazik?
You took something which was worth something and you destroyed it.
Right.
What? You took something.
Okay. When is he, the watch, the friend that's watching this, when is he burning his own chametz?
In the fifth hour.
So then he's the same thing.
Right, so he's destroying a chometz that could have been sold. Wow. So he's a mazik. He's destroying a chometz that could have been sold. So he is a mazik.
According to Rabbi Meir, it could have been
E. Right. So you're a mazik. Yeah, 1 second. That's the second reason. A third reason is to stop the mafkid from being over Bali Roy. To stop the other. Maybe I won't be over Bali Roy because it's not mine. But the other person will be over Bali Roy. So maybe I have to get rid of it because of that. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth reason, which is what I'm suggesting, it's not my suggestion for the halacha, is Hashem is in Shmir. I accepted myself to look after it. Looking after it includes not just looking after it from physical depreciation of value, but even from something that because of an issa, I had to have a chiv to look after it. What's nafkimina? Nafkimina is what happens if I didn't do it? What happens if I didn't sell it? I didn't sell it. And it became asbano. Am I going to be over if I didn't do Ishmi, if I didn't sell it? Not me over. We'll have to pay. We'll have to pay the owner for the value of his chametz. Maybe he's saying, that's the reason the Shabbos Aveda, like Yossi's saying, Shua's saying, the reason the Shabbos Aveda, so I didn't do it. No, I don't have to pay because of that. So Shabbos Aveda, I don't have to pay. If the reason is that I have a chiv shmira, I've got to guard it, and I was negligent in my guarding. I could have sold it and I didn't sell it. I'll be chayef.
At what price though? What amount
of damage? That was a shayef of the Gemara. It was a shayef of the Gemara. Do you do it on the first hour, second hour? It'd be according to the last hour.
I think it'd be the last hour because he has what to rely on for the previous hour. Well, come back.
So that's the score down in Halacha. It says here, Das Morgan Abraham. He was lazy, and he didn't sell it until he had to destroy it. He's chayv to pay achakach, the dmei apikodim. He has to pay the dmei apikodim for the mafkid. Now, what type of shame are we talking about? You know, there's two different levels of shmir. Shemechinom, shemesachah, we're talking about shemechinom, shemesachah. So, what would you say?
I feel shemechinom.
Why shemechinom?
No, he's chayv
from shir. And this is Pshia, you should have sold it. Said the Morgan of Ra.
Why is that Pshia?
You should have sold it.
You should have sold it himself.
Oh, very good. Very good. Yeah. Okay. So says the Morgan of Ra. Afshu Shay Mechinon. The Pshia. Tavare Namacher. Koydim Zvani Suri.
What are you coming to me last minute? Come pick it up. You know what space is coming around the corner? I ain't going to be concerned for you, like on the second day.
What?
Why
are you going to
get something?
Well,
he got to pick a no by me. He wants me to be my draft myself now to do that.
You accept
it. You accept
it.
I accept it. Put it in my
house. Allah Chok Yankiv Mechalek B'zeh B'ni Moshe Mechino Moshe Mesocha. Mr. Chok Yankiv says the difference if Moshe Mechino is not Pshir. It's not Pshir. That's what he wants to say. The Moshe Mesocha would have to. And in Shaitin he brings down the Chok Yankiv, even though that wasn't sure. This is Mahamad thought. The guy whose chametz it is could have sold it. So what are you saying? He couldn't come because of Corona. So sell it there. You don't have to be here to sell it.
Well, why would Shem
sell it?
He's stricter. Shem Shah is high for Gnei Neveda. This is not a Gnei Neveda. So if you want to
pay Shia... Why does not mean? No, so what does Gnei Neveda mean? Gnei Neveda means a level higher than Shia. Right? It's not Dachka Gnei Neveda. It's anything which is in that category. So that's a shay. Is this in that category? So in shay, see, he brings down this far, which is what Yossi was saying, that the Chok Yaakov and the Sivas had a topic about this. And the fact that I'm not at fault. I'm as at fault as you are at fault. You could have also sold it.
But that's what
I could have said. The Shriya could have written a note.
I'm also going to sell it.
And if he didn't do it, he would have asked that Ashay. I've made him a dasi. Tough. Being nice, Choshe Mishpat Shaila. Believe it for the 12 o'clock shir. Somebody who was meant to be looking after Chometz. And you don't hear it, Shaila. There's no thought in here.
Really?
It's only possible that there's one way. There's not another tzad in the world.
I don't understand how he can place the onus on the person who said,
he was,
you can rent space for me.
He accepted
Shmiah. How can we interpret that in on your seller?
He accepted Shmiah. He accepted Shmiah.
What? No, there's two words on this. He's a Shomil Tachal, or he's not a Shomil Tachal.
Shemichina.
Both cases, I gave you space to leave. I'm doing you a credit. I gave you space. That means I'm also not converting to become your seller.
Yossi, every shame.
How am I going to put the onus on him?
Read by Benjamin. What on earth are you talking about? If I accept to be a Shay Mechino, right, then that means that I have to now go myself crazy and make sure the door's always closed. I did you a favor. You can leave it in my house. Normally, I leave my door open. I don't always close and lock the door. I gave you a favor. I let you put it in the corner. And therefore, now I have to always lock my door. And the answer is yes. You're a shamer. A shamer, including a shamer, is always have to lock the door. Same thing here. You're a shamer. A shamer, including a shamer, is ensuring that there's no psia. If psia is that this, you had the possibility to sell it. And you didn't sell it. You are a psia.
What?
Yes. That's the shayla. We have a three-way shayla here, which is for the Dayanim. Obviously, Yossi says there's only one sub in the story. There's three-way shayla. Is it called a pshia? If it's called a pshia, then it's on the shayla chinam as well. Perhaps it's not called a psia, but at least if you're a shem sof, you have to have done it, you have to go that extra mile. And perhaps it's the psia of the mafkid. Perhaps he's the one who's a psia. He should have sold it, he could have sold it. So what if he's not here, he could have sold it. And therefore, whichever one, perhaps it's got nothing, no shem sof, not shem sof. Is that what he does?
I don't know, he's got to go away 6 months ago, and he knows
he's
got to go. You accept Shmir on it.
Yeah.
He can't get back. No. But he's relying on you. So when you sold all your
Chametz,
you could have sold his
Chametz. But he was in America.
Yeah.
So he could have sold his Chametz then. You don't have to be here.
Well, this was before they had the time
that
he was coming
to
have today.
Right. He's talking
about
halachically it would work. Find a way of doing it. Halachically you can do it. So you go to a shop, you tell him, go here, to Chalipin, it would work. So that's one big shaila regarding here. If the person wouldn't have done it, what would be the halacha? We said the three-way machlekes, and you can find out in time Solomon what the halacha ma'isa is. Right? It's a three-way big machlekes about it. Another shaila is, why didn't he poshut do a mechira al menas lahasi? Al menas lahasi. It says, sell it. Why sell it? Why sell it to a sale that you'll never get it back? He should do a sale so you can get it back eventually. Like there's a matona amanas lahasi, to a mechira amanas lahasi.
Is that valid?
That's the same.
Something like for Rabbi's comments?
Oh, so that we'll discuss tomorrow if that's valid. We'll discuss tomorrow in Mirat Hashem. And that's where we're going to stop for today. So, right? And so, yeah, we still have to get to do dogs and the tasters. And we shall come to you. You did it and you did tasters? Didn't say that. It's a tough one to work out, so it's true. Okay, so then. Not so you can try again, but not, I won't be doing it today. No. So you can either go a bit further in the Gemara to the next two dots, or you can do Chazor, as you like.